Welcome to the Wisco Weekly Podcast. Thanks for tuning in to another episode. I'm your host, Dennis Wisco. Joining me on this episode is co-host Kelly Cruz, so we're glad to have her back. On this episode, we'll be wrapping out about exotics racing and my good friend Charles Price over there. And, you know, as time has passed and as I've had time to digest what exotics racing does and how they do it, it's certainly a well-oiled machine, and it's ran very well in what I believe to be based on data and based on prior transactions and customers that have gone through this experience. So exotics racing is a service where you're allowed to race, and not only race, but learn about how to properly drive exotic cars and supercars around racetracks. And they have three racetracks, two in Las Vegas and one in Los Angeles. And so anybody can go there, pay per lap or pay for these one-day excursions or pay for these corporate events to experience the life of a professional race car driver. So I hope you'll be able to get some nuggets out of this episode and learning about how exotics racing does business, and hopefully see if any of this stuff is relevant to your business. But before we get there, how thrilling is it to sit in an exotic car, race it around lap by lap, hit the apex, accelerate out of the turn, and feel the adrenaline of living like Niki Lauda? Exotics Racing, located in Los Angeles and Las Vegas, is the adult playground for thrill and adventure. Drive lapses around their racetrack in any of their exotics or elevate your game to the HPDE experience, high performance driving experience, where you become indoctrinated into the rules and mentality of a professional race car driver. For a limited time, listeners of Wisco Weekly get a special offer, saving you as much as $80 off any of the exotics they have in stock. And of course, you can take out the Audi R8 and you can drive the 911 GT3 or perhaps the Lambo Huracan. But you know what? 24 Hours of Le Mans is coming in mid-June, and so why not drive the latest Ferrari 488 GTB, the same model that is racing in the Le Mans GTE Pro and Amateur Circuit, with a whopping 660 horsepower, top speed of 205 miles per hour, off a twin-turbo 3.9-liter V8 mid-engine rear-wheel drive, burn rubber, burn petro, and burn that mother down. Send us an email to wiscoweeklypod@gmail.com and write Exotics Racing in the subject line to receive this special offer. Take a look at everything Exotics Racing has to offer on their website at exoticsracing.com and send us an email, and we will send you out a coupon so that you can claim an offer that can get you as much as $80 off your Exotics Racing experience. So do that right now. This is a limited time offer. And since Father's Day is also around the corner, don't get him a lame tie. Don't get your dad, or if you're a female out there, don't get your husband a golf outing. He needs to feel alive. And you can do that with Exotics Racing. Again, limited time offer. Send an email to wiscoweeklypod@gmail.com so you can claim the special offer for listeners and claim it right now. All right. Thanks, Exotics Racing. Listeners, let's get into the show.
Not as mean, not as lean, but still a Marine. Again, I'm going to go back to my roots in Tennessee. NASCAR is what I was born and bred on. So I was always used to that V8, the sound of that V8, and just the rumble. Give me an old Chevelle, give me a Corvette Z06 with those open headers, throw a cam in there, and I'm excited. I mean, my arm hair starts raising up, I get the chills down the back of my neck, and it truly wasn't until I came to Exotics Racing that I understood the technology behind these exotic cars.
So Exotics Racing, and let's say their LA chapter, uses space at the Auto Club Speedway in Fontana there, and they supply their own cars, in which then they have their own program of driving experiences or even a racing school. So, you know, if there's any aspiring motorsport drivers out there, this is the direction that you want to go after go-kart racing. Did you know that, Kel?
It's a notch up. What do you mean? Did I know?
Did you know that go-kart racing is like the entry level to getting into motorsports?
I love go-kart racing.
I know, right?
But going to the next level makes me very anxious.
And that's where Exotics Racing comes in. And Exotics Racing touts 260 satisfied customers, 60 supercars, 150 employees, and two racetracks, although I think they have a third one now in Vegas. Charles Price is the corporate sponsorship director at Exotics Racing. And as he said, once a Marine, always a Marine. He had the chance to talk to me about how Exotics Racing provides a customer experience. And one of the things I found interesting about Exotics Racing and kind of the whole genesis of why I ended up contacting them was their website is very cumbersome and it's very informative, where in a lot of ways you may not have to call them to find out how it works, because again, they've had 260,000 satisfied customers. They know how the program works. They spelled it out on their website, and literally it's just a matter of clicking some buttons to reserve some dates and then pay your money.
I feel like that's what we're all looking for these days, is like everything to be at your fingertips. I was actually looking last night at making a reservation in Cabo for dinner. And even though it's Cabo, I went online and like there was no ability to immediately make reservations. And it feels like, you know, I don't want to have to email someone and wait for someone to respond. So I can imagine that where they make it that easy to get the information, get comfortable enough with the website and make a reservation, they're more likely to get customers.
And the other thing though too is then if and when you do talk to someone like Charles Price and he tells you how it works, I mean, it's even more impressive than what you may read on the site, because there are these little nuances and there are these little programmatic changes that can occur to accommodate the customer and the customer experience. Again, it's like they're so dialed in that there's kind of these curveballs they can throw your way that would just only enhance the experience, and you'll get to hear about that.
When you came, we introduced you to the cars. By no means did you become proficient in any of the types of handling, any types of safety measures, or any, especially the performance of those vehicles. That next step for you to come, we're going to start with what's called the HPDE, and that stands for the High Performance Driving Experience. And what we're doing now is we're going to take those same individuals that came out the first time, turn that two-hour event into a 6 to 8 hour day, to where each person now gets a personal instructor. That instructor stays with them the whole 8 hours. You're evaluated from the way you put your hands on the wheel, to your seating position, to the way you oversteer, understeer, the way you do what's called trail braking, many different things to gain more proficiency, as well as just a better time. And it equates to fun and safe out on the track.
So they kind of have a step-by-step process of how you can come into Exotics Racing as an undergrad and graduate with a PhD, where the first step are these sessions where of all the exotic cars that they have, you can just simply take it around the racetrack, 5 laps, 6 laps, 10 laps, and you're just basically paying per lap. And so that's kind of what he's talking about. And so once you then spent about 2 hours at the racetrack, now what his job is now he comes into play, where it's like, okay, great. You had your time. You kind of put your foot in the water. Now let's start to bring you back and get you involved in the second level of an experience, where you get more in-depth knowledge of these cars, more driving time in these cars, and of course it's going to be more expensive. So one of the things that always comes to mind in a process like this, and it doesn't even stop there, it actually even goes on, and you'll hear about this, but it starts to this kind of starts to go along the idea of customer lifetime value, in the sense of where, you know, what Exotics Racing and Charles Price are trying to do, they don't want to get you for that one session, right? Mm-hmm. It's that session that is the initial taste of the feeling of adrenaline, this feeling of fun and enjoyment and safety, in which, you know, to if you were to take out one of their exotic cars, you can spend as little as $300. You can spend as maybe as much as $500. And so for them, that's like, yeah, that's great. We'll take that any day. But it's really when they start to get you into these other programs, the HPDE experience. And then as you hear about some of these concierge type benefits that they give you, where now, as opposed to spending $500 now you're spending $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 for group outings.
Is this intended to be over multiple visits, same day, or does it just depend on the experience?
So this is kind of the whole like marshmallow test that we talked about, or that I've talked how you're the marshmallow test here, right? Mm-hmm. Like, this is over a series of events. And so there really is like this waiting game of, okay, so the customer comes in and they check out the sessions first, and, you know, probably a month, 2 months goes by until Charles gets a hold of them to say, hey, look, why don't you come back and check out the HPD experience and, you know, bring a friend. And so now that customer gets 6 to 8 hours of track time to hear how the car works, to know some professional driving techniques on hitting the apex and things of that nature. So it is the step-by-step process, but it's, you know, it's definitely one of those things as a customer lifetime value. At the end of the day, it's like, as opposed to just trying to go for the $300 to $500 price range and kind of, you know, make that your profit, now it's like, look, we need to get them at that $2,000 to $3,000 level. And apparently their retention of bringing back customers is over 50%.
It's an interesting process, because I feel like if the first step in the process is come out and drive the car, I mean, obviously that's what most people would want to do. The first attraction is I want to go drive the fast car as quickly as possible. So other than getting the initial safety tips, maybe you can get into the car quickly. The kind of psychological aspect of having someone come back to learn more about the car when you've already kind of jumped to the end game of I got to drive the car, which is the exciting part. I wonder how most people report like the enhanced experience. So again, going back to like the first time you go there, you drive the car and that's the most exciting part. That's what you've been waiting to do. Maybe a car you would never get to drive otherwise. But then if they can, you know, entice you to come back and learn more about the car, the next time you drive it is a better driving experience. And so I don't know if there's reviews on their website or if he would speak to that.
I would have to think so. I mean, again, and I think that's based on the amount of customers they've entertained throughout, you know, the years they've been in service now. Mm-hmm. So you can almost aken this to the whole concept of test driving and then eventually getting them, you know, getting the customer back to a dealership to which it's like, well, why do you, you know, how can you still keep the customer engaged from a test drive where they're shopping around, they're test driving multiple cars, to how do you get them back into the store? Because that's always the objective of the dealership. And mm-hmm. of course, as a car buyer, that's what you want to do too. But at the same time too, you're always going to question, is this going to be worth my time? So I can see how for someone or for a company like Exotics Racing, it's like, how are they able to successfully bring back these customers and have them try out and sample out an experience that they kind of already tasted. Mm-hmm. But I mean, look, I think at the end of the day, again, it's like if you're able to get into, you know, the devil is in the details. So if you get into those details about accelerating, turning, braking, how these cars are stripped down from your manufacturer cars and they're built more like race cars, like all these things then just kind of give you this sense of, okay, this HPDE is going to be a bit of a different experience.
So here on the track, you've experienced the cars with that instructor. You've got to feel basically, if you've done all the processes, a day in the life of a race car driver. Mm-hmm. Well, again, these are exotic cars, and the kind of the big hype of that is it's kind of a bit of self pride. You look at it like, gosh, I would really love to own one of these. So let's say you're having a corporate event, and if I may reference a corporate event that I had recently,
sure.
They had C-level executives. They had about 120 of those guys, and they were doing a wonderful convention down at the Fashion Island, one of the hotels down there. And they said, okay, Charles, we've been to you 3 years in a row. We've had a great time, and you know, we'll see you next year. And I said, wait, don't you want me to bring the cars to you? Well, and that's exactly what we did. So we loaded up all of our exotic vehicles. We drove them down to Fashion Island. During a break, the guests came out, 9 people at a time, and we had the cars lined up waiting on them.
So this is the step-by-step process of how they maximize the customer lifetime value, where once a customer has come in and they've tasted the the sessions of these exotic cars, did a few laps, then they graduate on to the HPDE experience. And then after that, in the Raw interview, which listeners, you can always hear on our YouTube channel, you know, there's kind of this middle third step in there, which is after someone has gone through the HPDE experience and they were, you know, they got this very in-depth knowledge of a course and how to race cars, they end up then bringing, you know, it ends up being like this corporate retreat, mm-hmm. or a company outing, you know, to treat their employees to. And now all of a sudden, now you've reserved the track, you've reserved a set of cars, you reserved the staff of Exotics Racing. And again, you can get them for 8 hours. And so the step-by-step process is, you know, there is this whole waiting game of how they're able to kind of continue to get you and get you and get you to the point where it's almost like you can't say no. Mm-hmm. Because now it's like, now once you've gone out of your way to do, you know, to go to the track, to invest your time and your money, now it's like, oh, well, you're in Fashion Island with your group of friends. Well, sure, we'll now take the cars out to you. And of course, you know, once they've gone through this experience of racing on the track, of course, why not now take it through the city streets and like look good in the public?
Yeah, they made it pretty easy. And I would imagine that going the extra step of taking the cars to them goes a long way for referrals, like word of mouth. Now, all those people who are involved in driving the cars, they're all out there talking about what a great time they had with Exotics Racing and how they took the extra step to come to them. And so I would think then they're out there talking about, you know, and promoting business for the company.
If you're looking for a customer appreciation or a team building, one option is always a DJ. The DJ kind of lightens the mood. So if you're waiting to drive, they've got some adrenaline-filled music, kind of get you moving around, make you want to be on the dance floor. At the same time, you're watching cars go by at 130 miles an hour. So everywhere you look, there's just adrenaline and something to get your heart going. One other popular option is catering. When you're here, you're going to spend a couple hours with us. You want to make sure you're having a good meal. We work well with our company here. It's called AmeriCrown Catering. It's a sole provider here at the Speedway. And I tell you, everything from a box lunch all the way to a fully sit-down catered meal, they do great.
So now, take this step-by-step process that you know, you're just being introduced and you're just on this emotional high. And now they start to pepper these luxuries in front of you of like, okay, you can add a DJ for X amount of dollars. You can add catering for X amount of dollars. You can add limo service. We'll pick you up at the airport. We'll pick you up at the hotel. Mm-hmm. They'll even chopper you in. And again, this is what 260,000 customers teaches you, is that, okay, well, let's offer these a la carte concierge services that, you know, where you thought the HPD experience was just 6 hours of knowing how to drive. Now, look, you're in Newport Beach. Well, why don't we chopper you in from Newport Beach to Fontana? Why don't we chopper you in from Newport Beach to Las Vegas?
Hopefully it's as part of a corporate event, so I don't have to pay for it. No, it sounds really intriguing. I mean, as you hear Charles talk about it, it's like something that I would want to do, except for the fact that they probably don't have automatic on the cars and it probably requires driving stick shift.
Actually, no. I mean, most of these cars have what's called the dual clutch transmission. So everything is just like paddle shifting, essentially.
Okay.
So you could do it. Maybe. The question is, do you want to go? Are you ready to go like 180 miles per hour?
Probably not.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the real objection there.
A little too much risk for me.
But still, you know, Kel, I think this is where it's... If you can trust the process of a step-by-step sales, and again, this is kind of more like the, you know, a sales manager or a general sales manager or general manager talking here, when he's talking to his employees, to his troops, or to her troops, forgive me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're talking about, look, just trust the process.
you know, when a customer comes onto the lot, go through these steps with them. And of course, you know, you want, it's an art kind of thing, but if you can go through these steps, then in all likelihood, you salesperson might be able to maximize the amount of time and money you spend with this customer if you can just trust the process and not have to give away the farm.
Yeah, it's trusting the process and the person. So this is, we come back to finding people that you can trust and you feel comfortable that they're, you know, being straight with you and that they have the experience to know how to get you to where you want to go. Mm. And so, you know, if you had, you know, someone referred you into Exotics Racing, or you had a video that you saw that talked about the process, similar to what we've listened to from Charles here, you might say, hey, I feel pretty good that, you know, they know what constitutes a good, you know, customer experience. When you walk into a dealership, you don't always get that same immediate feeling from the person meet at the door.
One of the reasons why you don't get that dealership experience from the staff is there's no, from the top level down, a map of the services that the customers use at a dealership that is available to staff so they can essentially relay it, inform it to the customer. And this information can, again, not only be used for the staff, but it should be online. It should be spread throughout social media channels. And I know that perhaps on one end you might be thinking, okay, Dennis, what are you talking about? Customers have been buying cars for decades. They've been servicing cars for decades. They know how it works, and they can visit a third-party site, and they can read about the product, and they could find out how to negotiate, and they could probably find least money factors if they're a good researcher. But that's not what I'm talking about here. This is like inviting someone to a grand opening. You know, go back to when you first opened your store, your grand opening. When you had a grand opening, you showed the customer around the store. You informed them how it is you came to develop not only the dealership, but why service is located here and how many bays you may have and why you have those bays and who's going to be supporting this and who are some of the people involved. And why are you doing all that? You're doing that because the expectation of going to a grand opening party is you're supposed to give them a tour, and you're giving them this tour and giving them this information and introducing the customer to your dealership. And you're doing that because based on prior experience, that's what you do for a grand opening party. Based on data that perhaps you have learned from other industry experts, these are the little tactics you do for a grand opening party so that every customer that enters that store is acclimated to how you do business. And once this map has been figured out on how customers use your store, well then, you should be able to disclose everything, and you should be able to be transparent about everything. And I mean everything, you know, low jack costs, wear and tear packages, warranties. If you want to upgrade to a bling license plate frame, right? I mean, this puts everybody on, or this gets everybody closer to being on the same page. And this is what Exotics Racing has done with their business. They have optimized the customer lifetime value so that they know whenever a customer comes, there's a map that they follow in order to maximize the dollars that they can make as a business.
You can't judge your customer, because what you find is if someone wants it bad enough, they're going to come get it.
Hey listeners, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Wisco Weekly. A special thank you to Charles Price for being featured on the show and donating his time. And also to Jeanette De La Cruz, who was instrumental in helping put this interview together. Again, listeners, if you want to take advantage of this limited time offer of receiving as much as $80 off an Exotics Racing lap session, please do send us an email, wiscoweeklypod@gmail.com, and we will send you back a coupon and you can take advantage of this limited time offer. For next week, this is what you can expect.
But at the same time, we have a project that's being constructed right now, which is a facility that was built in the 70s. And very low ceilings, very dark, not inviting at all. And the dealer gave us the opportunity to, you know, what can we do with this? Now that we need to renovate it, what can we do? Can we make it great? And my response was, we can make this place fantastic.
Listeners of Wisco Weekly, as we wind down season 3, nothing but love, nothing but success to all of you. And as we end every episode, cheers, pros l'chaim, kipish nastravi, salut, kampai, mabruk to the customer experience.